Every man. Now here's the key point. It has this hope in himself. That's what you've got to ask right now. It's what you've got to stop for a time and ask yourself the question, does that hope reside within me? Do I understand what it means to be a son and a daughter of God? If you do, I rejoice with you. You are a child of God. Now, there's something going on. He says the hope is not stagnant. The blessed hope is not something that just remains as is. But now it's starting to do something. It's starting to work. It's gradually working itself outwards, and it's changing us as it goes on. Now, the more you think about the hope that you have in Christ, now here's a simple challenge. Today, this is God's day. Remember, this is not the world's day. This is God's day, which he's given to us. And every day, spend time thinking about the simple things that we've looked at. The hope of being a child of God. These blessings and what they all mean. Read this chapter again in 1 John chapter 3. And he says this hope will purify you. It will purify you. So we are directed, aren't we? We're directed to a method and a way by which you will become more holy. And you know, it really is a thrilling thought to contemplate, because the pathway to holy living and pure living is not going to be by me standing here as some pharaoh and just a list of do's and don'ts. That will have no impact upon you. It'll just send us into fits of depression. The pure and the purifying of the Christian is not just down to the fact that we say, you know, okay, if I stop these things, and if I start these things, and if I do this and don't do that, you know, I'm going to find out the secret to success about being a pure and holy Christian. I'm not saying that purity will not involve mortifying deeds of the flesh and living unto God. Of course it will. But rather, it's a consequence of something else. The purifying of the Christian takes place as the Christian understands, as one preacher said, that you are meant for greater things than this. That you are in the audience chamber of God. That's how one preacher put it. We are meant for greater things than just muddling through the Christian life. You are meant for greater things than just trying at the end of every week to tick off the things you did well and the things you didn't do well and try and get it right and make yourself more of a Christian next time. No, you're meant for this. You're meant for God. You're meant for Christ. You're meant for him. And when you develop what it means to meditate upon being the children of God, you will purify yourself. The hope itself will begin to purify you. It will begin to sanctify you and work in your life. It should never be. And I say this to the little ones here, because I think for young people, sometimes it's a common problem. For any of us, of course. It will never be how close to the world I can get without crossing over. Think of how children sometimes think of fire like that. They want to get as close as the flame, or a hot oven, or something, as they can. We're nodding their head here, shaking. Some don't, some do, but that's what I used to do, and some did, even my own. Getting as near to danger, maybe. Near to the button you shouldn't press, the switch you shouldn't be turning off, as you can, without touching that very thing. And that is how some Christians think. That they say, well, you know, I'm going to get as near as I can to the world, but I haven't, you know, crossed over. I haven't done all the really bad things. I'm just there. I'm as near as I can in sort of realms of being comfortable. But I haven't got burnt. And all the time, they haven't realized they're so far from God. They've walked away so far from God in an attempt to be just like the world without being like the world. It will never be about how close to the world we can get without crossing over, but rather, how close to God can I get with the time which is left for me in this world? Can I issue a challenge? How close to God can you get with the time that you have left? How much time do you have left? Do you know? I don't know. You've got one day. If you knew you had one day, if you knew you had one day left, would you not say, Lord, let me live that day for you? We live under the false impression that we have so many days, and so we'll just spend some of them for God. That's the wrong thinking. The hope purifies us.